Welcome once again to the Positive Herpes Podcast, another episode of the Fermented Friday, third week into the Pilsner series, where we, explore the world of Pilsners. I don't know what Megan's mouthing at me, but Megan's here with me.
Hey.
What were you saying?
We didn't look anything up.
Let's look it up. So, the good thing about this episode is that our phones are on silent, and it really makes a lot. It makes everything easier when you're trying to look things up. So, Megan,
yeah.
What kind of Pilsner are we drinking today?
We got a Trummer. I think that's right. Trummer Pilsner by Trummer Brewery out of Berkeley, California.
That's enough.
All right.
So this week, we got a lot of good responses, at least two good responses on how much this Would You Rather game, how good of an effect it had on everyone. And by at least two, I mean Megan and myself. So we're going to play another round of Would You Rather. And I don't know, I guess to start, we should pop open these beers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we should give a little flavor description.
Do we have alcohol content yet?
Don't worry about that.
All right. How's it feel?
I'm going to wait till you take that sip.
You know, not really a fan so far.
I feel like it tastes exactly, like to a T, exactly like a Heineken.
I was about to say the same thing. I'd say it's slightly more like...
A little more hoppy.
Citrusy? Yeah.
There's a little more flavor.
Yeah, there's more flavor, but it's definitely, it's pretty Heineken-y. So we can assume that it has 0% alcohol.
It was established in 2004, so not an established brewery. The label, I'm going to ask my label expert.
I actually do kind of like it. I'm not a huge fan of I like the front part of the label, but it has a little neck label that is really cute. I like neck labels.
Well, it's brewed right out of Berkeley.
Yeah. Yeah, the label's it's different. It's not bad. It's on like silver foil. It has like a, I don't know what you would consider that. What kind of woman would you say that is? I don't want to say Asian. I don't think she looks Asian-y, but some sort of.
She looks like a spirit that you would see in a manga series.
There you go. I'll agree with it.
Yeah, like one of those like cartoon series. Okay,
yeah, it's nice though. I like the foil. I like foiled labels.
I got some facts here, but what we're gonna so. Here's the thing. I can only find reviews. There's no website for this brewery. At least that I can find. It might be there somewhere. Maybe this is it. Anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to play a game of Would You Rather? Because like I said, we have at least two good reviews of it. And I think you started last time. Or did I start last time?
I have no idea. Are we building on last time?
I'm just saying, maybe the other person should start.
Oh, I don't know who started.
Go ahead and start.
Okay. Okay, I'll start. All right. Would you rather win $10,000 to spend on anything you want or on a trip worth $20,000?
Is the trip to anywhere I want? Can I hostel during my trip?
No.
I have to spend it at like a resort.
It's like it's a pre-planned trip, but to wherever you would like.
Do I get any money left over to spend on trinkets?
No.
It's literally like a plane ticket and the hotel, and that's it.
Food and alcohol is included.
Okay.
But, you know, it's like restaurants that a tour guide or somebody's going to take you.
So I can't go buy, like, a license plate with my name on it?
No.
Okay.
Not with the $20,000 worth of money. With any money that you bring, I would assume that you might bring some money, but the $20,000 is strictly for the trip.
Come on, Megan. You and I both know I don't have money to bring. That's why I'm podcasting.
There you go.
So that's if I get $10,000 to spend on whatever I want,
yeah.
Can I spend it on a $2,000 vacation?
Yeah.
And then bring $8,000 with me?
Yeah. You can do whatever you want with the $10,000.
I have a friend in Thailand, and it cost him $10,000 for a round-trip ticket.
Oh, my God.
But he says it's dirt cheap to live like a king.
There you go.
I will take the $10,000.
But that only covers your plane ticket.
$2,000 of it. I have $8,000.
Oh, I thought you said $10,000 to go to town. Okay.
That's like two. So I'll take the ten thousand. I'll take the $10,000, go to a dirt poor country, and then live there for however long my visitor visa lasts, and probably only spend $1,000 for like 3 years.
Fair enough.
That's what I would do. So go ahead and give me some points. Oh yeah, we're doing the point system, which anyone who tuned into the El Guapo Flat Tail episode would know that none of these points matter. It's all just for fun.
It's all because Nate wants to win, and so if he has more points than me, then he wins, and if he has less points than me, he still wins.
We'll figure it out. So it's between 1 and 100.
Oh, between... You're giving me a number now.
I said 1 in a billion. A billion is a number.
Did you? I don't feel like you gave me a number. I feel like you just tricked me.
I said 1 in a billion, but okay. this time, for today.
1 in 100.
1 in 100.
Okay.
All right. So this website is nonsense. I'm not even going to recommend it. No, that's enough of this website. So my first question is...
How many papers you got there, Nate? We only got 5 questions. Are you writing in crayon?
I wrote 1 question on 2 pieces of paper for all 5 questions.
Okay.
So my first question is, would you rather wear skirts and no shoes or socks forever, or have feet for hands and hands for feet?
Wear skirts and no shoes and no socks forever.
Forever. I mean, you work in a warehouse.
Yeah, but how am I going to do my job with feet and hands?
Just walk on your arms all day.
Skirts.
It's good, because your skirt would fall up the other way, which isn't very ladylike.
Well, I wouldn't have to wear a skirt if I had feet hands.
That's true. You could wear pants. So you get this many points. Cool. Go ahead.
Should we... drink some of this beer to see if we like it any
yeah,
better.
Yeah, why don't we why don't we do some more flavor testing?
All right. Still tasting like a Heineken. Ugh.
It smells like a Heineken.
Yeah. For all of you out there who enjoy Heineken, I'm sorry.
It's not a bad beer. I actually used to think that Heineken was the beer.
Oh, God, what's wrong with you?
Well, nothing now. nothing against Heineken again. It's just...
Or Trumer pills.
It's just, we evolved our taste buds a little bit. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to... for those of you who listened previously, I have lime-flavored beer salt.
Oh, yeah.
Which would make this taste amazing.
Yeah, and I wish that I had brought over my Bloody Mary mix so we could have made chiladas, because those are my favorite.
I think I brought this up. Megan is a phenomenal person in the kitchen. Anything she does is just delicious. It's delicious. So, considering we're both not digging the Heineken flavor... So, okay, I guess... Like, cards on the table, it tastes like a Heineken.
And I would love to cook with it.
It would be a great cooking beer. It would be great if you make pancakes, beer, batter, pancakes.
Or a chicken.
Yeah. Yeah, both of those things. So Megan's going to tell you a quick story that she has not prepared for, and I'm kind of throwing her on the spot. She's going to tell you a quick story while I go grab the beer salt.
All right. So, I was at Nate's house one night and woke up to pancakes, which I was pretty excited for. Pancakes, eggs, and I believe that was it. Maybe it was an omelet. Anyways, so yeah, we had woken up and he had taken all of the beers that people hadn't drank and made pancakes out of them.
Mind you, all the beers that people didn't drink were like leftover Lagunitas. Yeah. That's all we bought that day.
Yeah. And I was a little bit suspicious of this this IPA pancake that he had brewed up. But yeah, it ended up turning out quite delicious. So that's where his story about making pancakes out of this Pilsner comes in.
And I just had a lime salt Trumer Pils experience. It's really nice. Megan's about to tell you about it.
Way better.
Yeah, so again, I really recommend the lime salt. This is the second week where we've recommended lime salt. It's just a nice, like, I would almost go as far as to say condiment. It's a nice condiment to just have on hand. Just have a thing of this in your house. You might not need it all the time.
I need it all the time. I just eat it like candy.
I was about to say, Megan will be sober and not even drinking a beer, and she'll just eat
one. I have some at work, actually. Everybody makes fun of me at work because I just, like, eat beer salt all day.
I know the answer, but what do you do with the beer salt where you make it more accessible?
Oh, okay. So I have a bunch of razor blades and shit at work. And so the beer salt has, like...
They're not for cutting wrists.
Yeah, no, they're not. They're not for that. So the beer salt has 5 little holes in the top of it, and the holes just aren't big enough for eating, like, rather than, they're perfect for pouring into beer, but for eating it, it doesn't work so great. So I just take a razor blade to it and cut, like, 3 of the squares so that now there are only 2 actual squares, and then it's just like a pourry thing, so I can just pour it into my mouth. Pourry thing, that's...
It's a word. Yeah. It's a new saying. Uh-huh.
Learned that in school.
Yeah, Megan and I are both going back to college, and we say words like "pourry thing." Oh man,
we be smart.
we definitely learned a lot of things in school. I just found the alcohol content for this, and now I can't find it again. So, Trumer Pils, please get a website. I know you're new as a brewery, 2004, but come on. 2015. So Megan has, oh, you know what? No, I found it. So this is the only amount of information I've been able to find so far, which is the alcohol content, alcohol by volume content. It's a German Pilsner, which makes sense why it tastes like Heineken, because it's German.
Maybe that's what the woman is. She's like a take on a German.
I was looking at this chick.
It's the same thing. It's just in the background and blown up like extremely large.
And slanty.
Yeah.
Still looks like a cartoon. Okay, so let's see. German Pilsner. Alcohol by volume is 4.8%.
We're going to get hammered.
Yeah, off of like a strong Budweiser. Let's see. Anything else? No, it's available year round. That's literally all the information I can find. I just checked like 10 different websites. That's it. And since that's it, we're going to play this game out until it's done, and Megan has the second question.
Yeah. All right. Would you rather write a book or read a book?
Read a book. It's a lot easier, and there's no stress.
Okay.
Oh, I should have asked questions.
It's time for me to grade your answer.
Megan's grading my answer. I didn't ask any questions. All right, Megan.
Yeah.
Megatron.
Meg Monster.
The Meg Monster. Would you rather have everything taste like sand or have everything you touch feel like sandpaper? Not just your hands, your shoulder, your arm, your legs, everything that your body encounters feels like sandpaper. Or every single thing you put in your mouth tastes like sand.
This is such a cruel question. So would the things that I'm eating that taste like sand, what will they smell like to me? Will they smell like sand or will they smell like delicious food?
I want to say this. I want to say that smell and taste are so interconnected that yes, okay, they would taste like, or they would smell like sand. Aww. However, I feel like it'd be more awesome if they smelt like delicious food, but as soon as they get past your lips, they start to taste like sand. So then that way, you're like, oh man, what an amazing cheeseburger with chili on top. That smells awesome. And then you put it in your mouth and it tastes like sand. So I'm going to go with that.
I feel like that makes it better, but I still, like, I love food. I guess I would probably die. I would never eat. The only time I eat is when I'm just like, oh my God, that sounds so good. I just Pinterest all day about food. That's all I do. Oh man, that is such a hard one. Do I really have to answer that? That is such a mean question.
So Nate gets points just for picking up the best would you rather question.
No,
ever.
No.
Give me some extra points.
Maybe. We'll see how you do later on.
I like that. That's good.
Shit. This makes my body hurt and my heart hurt.
Imagine having sex. Everything
I know, that's what I was just thinking
about. Everything you touch feels like sandpaper.
I think I would rather have everything feel like sandpaper. I can't. I would disappear. I would never eat. I would die.
I'm not going to say what your points are.
I'll just have a sexless life. I don't care.
I'm not going to say what your points are, but you got an epic amount of points.
Probably not in a good way.
I did not think that was possible. Oh, man. All right. It's your turn.
Okay. Would you rather go camping with your closest friends or go camping alone?
That's actually tough because I've done both.
I know you. Everybody else, this would be a simple question.
Oh, man. So for those who don't know, I once skateboarded 500 miles and with a backpack on my back. And it took me 10 days. And I camped out for 9 nights by myself. Scared as fuck. Because I was camping on the side of freeways. And like just barely outside sketchy towns. And I did that. In the scenario where I camp alone, does that mean no other humans? Like,
no.
Can I have my dog?
You can have your dog, and there will be other people around for you to.
So it's like a car.
Become friends with potentially.
Okay. If I camp with my friends, are they all mad at me?
No, but in that case, you cannot. You cannot make friends with other people.
So I'm
around.
Stuck with my group.
Yeah.
Can my group make friends with other people? But I'm.
No.
Okay. So we're all stuck together.
Yes.
How big is my group?
Six people and yourself.
So seven altogether?
Yes.
And one
plus
last.
Plus your dog.
Oh, wow.
You still get your dog.
I get my dog either way.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, I love my dog. And one last question. How long is this camping trip for both scenarios? So it's like a two-parter.
7 days.
For each?
Yes.
Okay. I got my answer. I would rather camp alone with my dog than camp with my group of friends. Because it's only 7 days. I'm going to meet some people. And to be honest, one of those people I meet within 7 days is going to be smart enough to be on this podcast.
There you go.
So that's my answer.
Perfect. You may or may not have gotten extra points on that answer.
Rad.
for your terrible torture question.
So, okay, all right. Question three on my end. Would you rather, and you're going to laugh because we literally just talked about this.
Okay.
Would you rather cook food but not know how to make a meal, or be able to make a meal but everything is either under or overcooked? So nothing's like the right consistency, but
So by make a meal, do you mean, say I'm making a roasted chicken.
Okay.
And in the scenario that I am cooking well, so it's done, it's cooked
perfectly. It's the juiciest, most plump chicken.
Okay. Is it seasoned well?
Oh, yeah. You know how to cook.
Okay.
You don't know how to put a meal together.
But I feel like that comes along with cooking, because how do I know what spices go on it?
Each item is cooked to perfection, but you don't know which items to put together. Okay.
So what is in my chicken if I know how to cook well, but I'm not making a meal?
So the chicken itself is perfect. You got the seasoning correct,
mm-hmm.
and it's not dry.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice, juicy, well-cooked chicken.
Okay.
However, you're putting, like, one chicken breast and, like, seven portions of starch and, like you know, just way too much pasta or potatoes or zero vegetables or no salad type of deal. Like it's cooked correctly, but it's not a balanced meal with nutrients. It's just straight protein.
And if I'm making a meal, what does that consist of? But not knowing how to cook, so everything's over or underdone.
So my sister is a really good cook, and this is what she does. She does a lot of things like she'll have a protein, a starch, a vegetable, and a salad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a balanced American meal. And she does a good job of balancing her nutrients and cooking it well. But what I'm saying is you're balancing your nutrients as far as, like, you got your greens, you got your starches, you got your colors, you got your protein. Mm-hmm. However, every single item tastes like shit because it's either undercooked, so it's got salmonella, or it's overcooked and everything's burnt.
I'd rather be a good cook, I guess. I think that I'd rather have well-cooked food that is unbalanced.
I like that answer. I'm not showing any bias, but I like that answer.
Drink that beer, man.
Oh, this pen went out. Nate's pen is out of ink.
My pen's got ink.
All right, I got it.
All right.
I got it.
My turn?
I feel like there's something I wanted to say, but I also forgot it, so go on.
All right. If you remember, just interject. Would you rather make dinner at home and watch a movie with someone, or go out to dinner and a movie with someone?
In the situation where I'm at home, am I poor?
Just as poor as if you're going out.
If I go out, do I have the means to pay for the dinner and the movie? Or is it like I have to hustle and rob someone to get the money?
Depends on where you go.
So Beverly Hills, I'm going to have to rob some rich bitch.
Mm-hmm.
But if I live in like Oakland or Pittsburgh.
Okay. Well, say you have $50. You can either spend $45 on groceries and $5 on a movie.
Redbox.
And eat at home. Make a meal at home. Or you can go out and spend
$35 on the meal and $15 on the movie.
Yeah.
So I'm spending $50 either way.
Yeah.
$35 is a lot of money, or no, $45 is a lot of money to spend on groceries. That's like a primo luxury dinner.
Dude, I spend like $150 every time I go grocery shopping.
But that's like once a week. You're buying for the week.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this a date scenario or is this like my wife?
Semi-date scenario.
Date scenario. Okay. I would cook at home for two reasons. The first is I like to show my prowess in the kitchen because
Prowess. Is that a word?
Yeah, it's like my skills.
We be smart.
So the first reason is I would like to show my skills in the kitchen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Second reason is I'm the type of person where I can make a date out of like, hey, I have a few bikes. Let's ride tandem bikes to the lake and like watch the sunset, which costs no money. So I'll cook this primo luxury dinner. We'll watch a movie and then we'll go like see the sunset for free.
Okay.
So that's my choice. I'm pretty creative on my dates as far as having a good time without spending money. Because I have this opinion where, like, if you have to spend too much money on a date, it's because you're not an interesting enough person to make the date worthwhile, so that you have to spend money to make the date worthwhile.
I've never been on a date.
We'll talk about this later.
Like a real date.
Yeah,
I've been on... Anyways. But, okay.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
So this is a little dark, but not too dark.
Okay. I like dark.
Would you rather only drink water forever or throw up once a week forever?
And I can drink whatever. And
you
can drink
whatever you want. And whatever.
Throw up how often?
Once a week forever.
And I can still drink water.
Oh, yeah. You can drink water. You can drink beer. You can drink juice.
Throw up once a week forever. All right. We're on a fucking beer podcast. Really? That's a dumb question.
I mean, I thought maybe you don't like the taste of vomit. I hate the taste
of vomit. Oh, I hate the taste of vomit, but if I get drunk enough, I don't remember vomiting. I'll just get really, really drunk once a week, and then I'll just do my vomiting then.
And then just, like, follow it with the beer. Because you already vomited for the week.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, that's valid.
Yeah.
Super valid. Man, I really hope we're on the same scale as far as scoring each other because... Oh, man, oh, man. So we only have one question left each, and I'm going to go ahead and say... Highest score wins.
Okay.
Okay. You're oh, man.
A dick.
What have you been giving me? Like twos and threes?
Well, no. Highest score wins.
At least I'm saying it before we total it up.
True.
Last time I waited until we totaled it.
Yeah, I know, and it was dumb. Okay. Would you rather go to the beach or go to the snow?
Fuck you.
For people who aren't in California, we're like 25 minutes away from each.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and you know my professional history. So.
Yeah.
In the beach scenario, do I have to be in the water?
No.
Can I skimboard?
Yeah.
Can I wakeboard?
Yep.
Can I jet ski? Can I ride in a boat?
In the ocean, if you want. It has to be in the ocean, though.
Yeah.
And you can do whatever the fuck you want, but you have to be... yeah. Ocean beach.
If ocean beach. If I'm going to the beach, can I get buried in the sand?
Yes.
Up to my chin?
Yep.
Can it be a vertical hole, or do I have to lay flat?
Who's coming with you? I guess I think that depends on who's coming with you. How big of a hole they want to dig.
I went to the beach recently with my nephew, and I asked him to bury me in the sand, but I asked him to dig a 5-foot hole. so that I can stand up in the hole. So can I stand up in the hole, or do I have to lay down?
I mean, it depends on who's willing. Are you digging the hole? You can do whatever you want. Depends on who you're with and what they're willing to do.
If I'm at the beach, can I fly a kite?
Yeah.
Can I volleyball?
Yeah.
Can I look at hot girls?
Yeah.
Can I talk to these hot girls?
Yeah.
Okay. That's enough of beach questions.
Okay.
Snow questions.
Yep.
Do I get to be a snowboard instructor? Can I snowboard?
Yes.
Can I hike in the snow?
Yes.
Can I ski?
Yes.
I'm not a huge skier, but I know how.
Okay.
I'd rather snowboard, so I'm glad you said yes. Did you say, can I be a snowboard instructor?
If you want to spend your time doing
I get
that.
Paid. I get paid.
No, you're not getting paid in either scenario. So no, you cannot make money at either of these locations.
Yeah, I'm still going to choose snowboard. The snow, for sure, because okay. The idea of walk, even though there's ski lifts and snowboard, like,
chairs. Are you cheating so you're giving me, like, a zero for that last question? I don't know what I should give you. Now I'm scared.
No, I'm giving you a zero for the next question that I haven't even asked yet.
Wait, we don't have the last question.
You don't.
Oh, shit.
I do.
God damn it. I'm playing it safe.
No, I'm fucking with her. So, I used to be a snowboard instructor, and it was really like, I have this idea where even though like there's a ski lift, mm-hmm. where like you sit on it, it's a chair, it like carries you to the top of the mountain. I really enjoy walking up the mountain. Because it's like a metaphor for life and challenges and like overcoming challenges. And I get really.
And sometimes you fall off the ski lift.
And sometimes there's less oxygen. So you think more deeply about things because you're just getting high off of life.
I've fallen off of a ski lift.
That's scary.
I wasn't very high. I was really young. And I, my
That's
mom,
good because you don't smoke at all.
Huh? Oh. My mom had rented me like sunglasses.
Yeah, snow and, blindness. Yeah, it's a real thing.
So, like, I got onto the lift, and my snow goggles, glasses, whatever, fell off, and she told me, like, I could not lose them, because then they were going to have to pay full price for them, and I guess they were really expensive. So I jumped off.
So you didn't fall, you jumped.
I jumped off the lift after my sunglasses, which I never found, so they still had to pay for them. And my mom was more mad that I jumped off the ski lift than for losing the glasses. And I didn't understand because she told me she was going to be mad at me for losing the glasses. She didn't tell me she would be mad at me if I jumped off a ski lift.
To try to go find them and like save money for your mother.
Yeah. So I got in a lot of trouble and then we ate soup.
Was it chicken tortilla soup?
No, I don't think so. I think it was tomato soup.
Good, because I was going to ask clam chowder, and I really don't like clam
chowder. Oh, I don't like clam chowder. I love tomato soup, though, so it was probably tomato soup.
With some basil
mm-hmm.
and some cayenne pepper.
Well, I don't know. It probably wasn't very good, because it was from, like, a ski resort.
The ski resort,
but,
yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it was tomato.
I'm just talking in general. Off topic.
Oh, dude, Safeway brand?
Tomato soup, some basil, a little oregano, throw some cayenne pepper in that bitch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did I tell you I made gazpacho the other night? With my heirloom tomatoes from the farmer's market.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Oh my god, it was fancy, so fancy. Good. So good. And Peter was making fun of me for pronouncing gazpacho wrong. So now I'm saying it gazpacho, which is how he says it. But I say gazpacho, which I don't know which one's right. But I guess gazpacho, because you laughed when I said gazpacho, but you didn't laugh when I said gazpacho. So anyways.
I've never heard that word before, but gazpacho sounds ridiculous.
That's how it's spelled. It's spelled
G-A-S-P-A-C-A-Z.
Gazpacho.
Okay.
Gazpacho.
You're putting the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
I know, yeah. Shut up. Oh my god, you're the worst.
Last question.
Okay.
Would you rather never have internet ever
mm-hmm.
or... never have Nintendo ever.
Never have internet.
I knew it. I knew it.
I haven't had internet for the past 6 years.
I know, but I'm not going to say what you guys have been watching lately, but I know that you've been enjoying. I know that you've been enjoying your internet.
Yeah.
Netflix.
Mm-hmm. It's been bad.
Let's tally up these points.
All right.
Knock it off.
You have to go first, and then you have to do that, and then I have to go.
Stop hitting the table.
It's dramatic. It's dramatic bad
audio. It's bad audio. Just add your points.
Alright.
So like I said, highest point wins, and I'm going to do better what Megan was trying to do.
I thought I did a pretty good job. 220!
Oh, damn it. Really?
Yeah.
Alright, so Nate got 220, and Megan got 391.
Yeah, yeah!
So Megan wins this round of Would You Rather.
What?
Oh, man, so if you enjoyed...
Let's drink to that.
I'll drink to that. Oh, we didn't clink at the beginning of the round.
Oh, we totally didn't.
I guess that means...
We're assholes. Well, we did it towards the end, so we're good.
There we go. So, yeah, this week has been, you know, Trumer Pills. I would say that this beer, Trumer Pilsner, is... it's decent, especially if you like Heineken, because... I used to drink a lot of Heineken, and this would be like an upgraded version of Heineken. It's not Heineken. It's like Heineken 2.0.
Yeah, it's summer beer. Drink it with beer salt. Promote beer salt. Beer salt.
And there's no particular brand. Just get some beer salt.
Yeah.
Just have it, just like you would have salt and pepper, have beer salt.
Ooh, you know what's good?
Pepper in beer.
Yeah, well, no, the lemon pepper, what is it called? Pepper lemon spice. The spice.
Is it for beer?
No, it's for cooking. But I have it. Put it in
I have
beer.
It. I'll show you right now.
Oh my God, we should do that next time.
Really? With beer?
Yes.
With beer?
Yes.
For the last week of Pilsners?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Trumer Pils, Trumer Brewery. It's out of Berkeley, California, which... It's the closest brewery I've ever drank from.
Maybe.
Because the next closest is Santa Cruz, and that's twice as far away as Berkeley is.
Yeah, I think Petaluma is further than Santa Cruz too, huh?
Yeah, Petaluma is pretty far. So, Trumer Brewery, get the Trumer Pils. It's a Heineken 2.0, in my opinion. The labels, I like the label. I'm not a label expert. Megan likes the label.
It's classy.
Yeah, it's,
I like
mean...
Like the neck label.
Yeah, it's got this little extra piece of flair. If you've ever seen Office Space, it's got a piece of flair on top. 12-ounce beer, what'd I say, 4.9% alcohol?
I believe so.
Whatever, yeah. It'll be in the show notes. And it's not a bad summer beer, especially if you're day drinking.
Yeah.
This is not a nighttime beer.
Yeah, that's a good morning beer.
It's later in the day when we're recording this, but this is a better daytime drinking beer.
I think this is the latest we've ever recorded, too.
Not just the latest in the day, the latest in the week.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oops.
Well, my fault. I had to wait till I got paid. Which doesn't matter, apparently. So, yeah. Trumer Pilsner. Yeah, I think I said everything about the beer. So if you, you know, want to get a hold of me, contact me at, you know, Instagram, Twitter, Periscope, at Positive Herpes. You got the Facebook.com/Positive Herpes. PositiveHerpes@gmail.com. Also, if you like the show, you want to help contribute. I really don't want to add like a minute and a half per sponsor if I get a sponsor. Or plural sponsors. Like, it's a lot of time wasted.
Yeah.
Just, you know, just
Patreon.
Just support the show. Go on over to patreon.com/positiveherpes. And you can literally, like, donate nothing or donate $1 per month. Or you can donate per episode if you like one episode and not any of the other ones. Because I just ramble, like, right now. yeah, patreon.com/positiveherpes. And as far as Fermented Fridays goes, you know, drink responsibly, and we'll see you next week.
Don't drink and drive.
Ever.